What's poppin', what's happening? It's your boy Jeff Devontae coming to y'all with another episode of Melanin Theory. For those of y'all that are here for the first time, welcome. Appreciate you for coming. Thank you for coming to the space. For those of y'all that are coming back again, welcome back. What's good? How y'all been? Y'all been straight? Y'all good? It's good to have everybody here. I thank you for the love and support that y'all show on a week-to-week basis. For those of y'all that like to tune in, whether you're tuning in to every episode or whether you're tuning in to every other episode, you know what I'm saying? Even if you only listened once, I appreciate you. So thank you. Thank you. But today's episode, you know what I'm saying? Some might say it's a little juicy. You know what I'm saying? Some might say it's juicy. Some might say it's a conversation that needs to be had. I just know that for myself, I feel like I've been operating in the wrong space when it comes to this per se. Talking about expectations, you know what I'm saying? Expectations. And speaking specifically like expectations that, and when I speak, you know what I'm saying? This is just about me. Like, I like to try to disclaimer in most of my episodes, like, this is about my opinions, my experiences. I can't speak on other people because I'm not them. I am only Jeff Devontae. So everything that you hear is my opinion, how I feel, my experiences, right? But I feel like I've been operating in the space of expectations the wrong way for a very long time. Like, for example, somebody comes into the store that I work at, right? And I'm, hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing? I'm expecting you know what I'm saying? I'm expecting at least like a head nod, a wave, like some form of acknowledgement, right? To know that like you heard me. So when I don't get that hello back or that hey back, you know what I'm saying? I find myself getting kind of, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like, what the? You're not gonna say hi back. So me being me, I'm the type of person where I'm like, oh, you gonna say hi to me. You're going to say hi. So I will walk up to you. If I gotta stand in front of you, if I have to like kind of not get in your face, but kind of like get in your immediate peripheral vision, like whatever it is, I'll be like, hello, hi, how are you doing? Are you doing, you know, doing okay? You need some help? And then most of the time, of course, oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, they either didn't hear me for the first time, or like now they kind of have to recognize that I'm there, so they kind of do like the annoy, like, oh no, I'm good, whatever. But even in that, me expecting a response back, it's like, I don't know what your day was like when you walked into my store. When you walked into my store, you could have had the roughest day ever. You could have woke up on the wrong side of the bed. You could have, you know what I'm saying, lost, I don't know, your dog could be lost, you know what I'm saying? You could have stubbed your toe. You could have, you know what I'm saying? You could have broke your Apple Watch. And I say that because I broke mine recently. That's a story for another day. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what happened in your day before you walked into my store. All I know is that you walked into my store. So for me to kind of expect a hello back or something back, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? I would say it's a little unfair because I don't know what you went through today, and you really might not be in the mood to say hello. Now, some people, in my opinion, some people might argue and be like, well, then if they're not going to, you know, be personable, if they're not going to talk to you, maybe they don't need to be out shopping, because, I mean, that's what people do. That's their job. Their job is to make sure that other, you know, customers are doing good, yada, yada, yada. And to a certain degree, I feel like that is true. But at the end of the day, like, different people are different. So you can't expect somebody to, if they're going to be out in public, shopping, doing whatever they're doing, even though they've had a bad day, you can't expect people to just turn that off and be like, all right, I'm out in public, so now I got to be extroverted and like, say hi to people. So I know for myself, like, that's something that I've had to kind of tailor on. I've had to kind of tailor and bring back. Is like, if somebody doesn't say hi to me, I gotta just take that and be like, all right, you know what I'm saying? They could be going through something, and it really could be nothing. It really could be just, they just don't want to say hi to you. But even in that, like, they might have a reason. We don't know what their expectation, you know what I'm saying? We don't know what they've been through. So my expectation for you to say hi back, it might be considered a little unfair. You could even argue and say, like I said before, like, you could argue and say, like, that's just common courtesy, but it is what it is. But that even leads into like bigger expectations, you know what I'm saying? And that leads into expectations in like friendships, relationships, like other avenues of relationships, you know what I'm saying? because just recently I had a conversation with one of my friends, and they were pretty much just telling me like, hey, as a friend, this is what I expect from you, blah 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 blah. I can't remember exactly, but it's like, I think I didn't do something that she wanted me to do or that she expected me to do, and it kind of rubbed her the wrong way. And I had to let her know like, hey, you placed expectations on me that I wasn't even aware of. So now that I'm not performing to the level that you want me to, or I'm not being a friend at the level that you want me to, it's an issue for you. But for me, I'm like, I'm operating within my parameters of what I'm capable of. And I think that's where I kind of had to, that's where it clicked for me, and where I had to realize, both for myself putting expectations on other people, but also people putting expectations on me, I had to realize my capabilities are not the same as yours. The way that I operate and maneuver and move in certain ways is not the same that somebody else might be doing it. So when somebody else has expectations, or when I have expectations that I place on somebody else, I have to remember, okay, what are they capable of? What are they able to do? You know what I'm saying? Once I figure that out, then I can know, okay, now I know not to put XYZ expectation on this person, because I know that they're not capable of doing that, and that wouldn't be fair to them. So instead, the expectations that I'll place are going to be A, B, and C. And now, if you don't perform up to those expectations, now it's like, okay, what's the excuse? Because I know that you can operate within those parameters. And even communication. You feel me? Like, all this comes with communication. Because you have to communicate with the person that you expect something from. Or I should say, I have to communicate with the person that with the person that I expect something from, because if I don't communicate with them, then I won't know what their limitations are. And I think that's a big thing that we should practice. It's like, and I think that's why communication is so great, because you could easily just sit down with somebody and say, hey, this is what I would expect. Knowing that this is what I would expect, is that something that you're comfortable with? Or, hey, what are, even before you lay out the expectations, before I lay out the expectations, it's like, how do you operate? How do you operate? What would you do? What would you do in this situation? What would you expect from somebody in this situation? Once you have that conversation, then it's like, all right, cool. Now I have a better understanding of what, you know what I'm saying? What to expect, how I should go about things, and things of that nature. And that's something that I've been trying to do as of late and as of recent. I know that, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm human. You know, I might slip up. I might not do things the way that they need to be done. But I'm working on getting to a place where I feel comfortable even just having a conversation with somebody and asking them, like, what are your expectations? So that way I at least know what they're expecting, and then I can let them know, hey, I feel you. I can meet that. Or, hey, I can't meet that. And if I can't meet that, then where do we go from here? Whatever it is. And so I just feel as if, you know, we have to be careful with the expectations that we place on people. Again, not saying that people have to correct the way that they do certain things, but I just feel as if we could possibly be in a better place when it comes to communication and how we communicate with each other, when it comes to just kind of like how we operate in certain relationships. I feel as if things could be a lot better and a lot smoother for those people who know how to communicate, and also who know how to tailor to certain expectations. Because at the end of the day, growth is also a thing too. Just because somebody might not be able to reach a certain expectation at one point in their life does not mean that they can't reach that expectation later on. Now, that's also to say that that expectation might be a little more because of the fact that time has passed. But at the end of the day, growth is what we're here for, right? At least that's what I'm here for. You know, like I said, I can't speak for everybody else, but growth is what I'm here for. I feel like that's, you know what I'm saying, kind of one of the purposes of life is just to grow and maintain. Not even maintain, but to grow. You know what I'm saying? Because if you maintain it, then you being stagnant. That's another conversation for another day. So shameless plug, you know what I'm saying? It's that time of the show. I need to have like a shameless plug intro or something. Like, that would be lit. That's my goal. Next episode, I'm gonna have a shameless plug intro. So when you know when it's time. You feel me? But anyway, shameless plug, because I like to plug my friends. You feel me? Shameless plug number one, my boy Kyler. He's a poet, a black man, and a great man. And if you love all three of those combinations, please go check out this man's poetry. He is a wonderful poet, and I think that his gift should be shared. So I'm going to share his Instagram with y'all so y'all can go check out his collection. He's got four different poetry books, four of them. How many people you know with four poetry books, bruh? Man, if y'all don't buy something from this man, listen, go follow him on Instagram. The Fourth Kyler, T-H-E. F-O-U-R-T-H-K-Y-L-E-R. Please go support my friend, go support the poetry, go support black creatives. Even, you know what I'm saying, even if you want to gift a book to somebody for Christmas, because Christmas is coming up, you know what I'm saying, the holidays coming, you want a gift to somebody, a book, a poetry book, one of those books is going to be the perfect gift. Also, with Christmas coming up, something called Podsmas as well. And if you like podcasts and Christmas, well, then this podcast is for you. Y'all see what I did there? That was a nice little... All right, imagine that. Tell me that wasn't a good intro. Tell me that wasn't a nice little slide. Anyways, Mama Maj has a podcast. Another black person, black creative. She's amazing. Awesome. If you love podcasts and you love Christmas, her Podmas is coming up. It's pretty much where she tailors the episodes to like Christmas themes, right? And it's really dope. But even aside from that, like, she just talks about regular dope topics on her podcast every Monday. So if you would like to follow Mama Maj, follow her Instagram. It's called Mama Majism. It's MAMMAJISM. Mama Majism. Go follow, go peep, go listen, check her out. Also, another shameless plug, my boy Andre, 1K, smoke some. He has these conversations every Saturday at 2 p.m. where he just talks about political insight, kind of gets in depth with the conversations, how things tie into each other. And you know what I'm saying? It's called smoke some. You know, he be smoking on a little some here and there. You feel me? If you might get lucky enough, you know what I'm saying? Kind of smoke with him virtually, I guess. You feel me? If you want to be a part of that as well, kind of just tap in with them. I know I'm going to be there on this Saturday because I finally got the day off. Your boy about to tune in, you feel me? Go ahead and follow him on Instagram as well as Andre_1K. That's A-N-D-R-E underscore the number one, the letter K. Go tap in with my friends. Go follow them. Go support. We're all black. We're all dope. That being said, because your boy is rambling on a little bit, you already know what it is. Stay awesome. Stay positive. Stay black. Especially in this political climate. Stay black. If you're not black, stay you and be dope. Much love.